This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, we are here for you. The red carpet is rolled out, whether you're here for the first time or you've been here for a very, very long time. Of course, our minds are thinking about what's going on with Russia and how it relates to us and what's happening with the people in the Ukraine. More than a million have gotten out. That is the number that we keep looking for. How many are out? How many are safe? What else is happening? But then there was the big story of the Ukrainian nuclear power plant fire that got extinguished after Russia went after it. So a fire at the largest of its kind in the Ukraine has been put out, thank goodness. Ukrainian authorities there say that radiation levels at the plant are appearing to be normal. The Ukrainian president, Zelensky, accused Russian forces of intentionally firing at the plant, and they were shellacking it. I mean, you could see that live, that they were hitting it hard, urging world leaders to stop Russia before it becomes a nuclear disaster. You see the videos all over social media that show the aftermath of the Russian military strikes that were hitting the plant, and that also hit some other key areas and apartment complexes crumbling, etc. But sticking with just what happened at the plant, it happened at about 2:30 in the morning on Friday. A fire broke out at the plant that is in southeastern Ukraine. It is, again, the largest in that country. It contains 6 of the country's 15 nuclear energy reactors. That info is available from the International Atomic Energy Agency. And when did it stop? So they found it at about 2:30, and it was finally put out at about 6:20 in the morning. There weren't any deaths or injuries or any of that. Fighting in that area stopped, so that's good. But Zelensky is saying, look, they intentionally fired at this nuclear power plant. I mean, they intentionally did that. How serious of a threat is that? What could they have done? Could there have been critical damage? And like Zelensky said, that's it. We're done. It's over if that thing had blown up. I mean, the worst case scenario would be if a fire or attack reached the reactors and disrupted their cooling system. And, of course, what happens, we all know. It causes a meltdown. And that would mean large amounts of radioactivity. But not all fires in power plants have catastrophic consequences, but that's immediately what we think. All right, it is day time right now in the Ukraine, and the latest we have is the big story was the nuclear power plant fire. Zelensky saying, hey, the Russians did this on purpose. This could have been a nuclear disaster. Then there was the deadly attack on residential buildings. You know, the aftermath of that, an apartment complex that was in the northern part of the Ukraine. 33 people were killed, 18 others injured in that attack. And Mariupol is a city that Russia decided they were going to go after because they're going after all areas in the Ukraine. And the mayor of that city said it was surrounded by Russian forces and they needed humanitarian aid, etc. And of course, civilians were killed and were attacked. And the word that the mayor said is they're trying to eliminate Ukrainian people. They're targeting civilian spaces now. And they are moving toward Odessa, which is a big city on the southern coast, and it's a strategic point to hit. And so that is the next area that they seem to be going toward. The UN is saying that more than 10 million people may end up fleeing their homes in Ukraine, including 4 million who may cross the border into neighboring countries. It's well over a million now. There are so many people that are aiding humanitarian efforts are through the roof, which is a good thing. And there are like 28, 30 agencies. There's AirLink. They're a nonprofit. They provide airlift of emergency supplies, and relief workers for 130 plus organizations and disasters and crises, and they're helping, in the Ukraine. There is the Doctors Without Borders. There are other humanitarian groups that are all part of this. The UN has their own wing of getting aid there, etc. There's Project Hope, and their whole thing is global health and humanitarian relief, of course, and the list goes on and on and on and on. UNICEF USA, that they're helping. United Help Ukraine is distributing donations and food and medical supplies, and you can find any of this in any search engine that you have. And so people, I mean, even if they're, it's, and this is fascinating to me, people who are hurting are even giving $5, $10, and that all has added up. And so when these thousands of people are pouring across the border with nothing other than what they have maybe in their pockets or on their back, but they don't have changes of clothes, they don't have food, they don't have toothbrushes, the normal things that you would have, they're getting them. They're getting these packets because so many people have decided immediately to do whatever it is that they can. I mean, listen, there are so many wonderful people in the U.S. I think it's the best country on the face of the earth, and there are generous people that care about other people, and they're there for people here in this country and watching in horror what's happening in the Ukraine. And there are a lot of deep relationships with the Ukrainian people to people in the United States, and just the idea of, wow, in this day and age, with the kind of warfare that we normally see, for Putin just to decide he's going to invade the Ukraine and that's it, I'm taking it. I think the fight in the Ukrainian people has been something to see. They have not laid down in any way. They're doing everything they can to fight back and fend off the Russians, which I think is really incredible. Not that they were going to lay down, but the fact that the ragtag team of trench diggers or whoever, everybody that could possibly dig up a weapon, the weapons that are being sent from all over the world, you can see this for sure. And as a result of what's going on, you've got Volkswagen suspending production of cars in Russia. You have the U.S. granting temporary protected status to Ukrainians. You have Facebook restrictions in Russia that are becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. You have many more things that are happening, including going after the oligarchs. That's been a very, very big story, and it's really happening. Seizing their yachts, taking whatever assets can be taken from them because of what's happening in the Ukraine. And how is it affecting us here in the United States? Of course, it's affecting oil prices. If you have filled up lately, you probably have paid more. Gas is on average a dollar more than it was this time last year. All right, coming up, a true mic drop moment.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Playing the Batman. You know, you go back to Adam West days, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, and now Robert Pattinson wears the Caped Crusader, they call it the cowl of the Caped Crusader, on big screens in the newest version of The Batman. That's what it's called, The Batman. It opens up this weekend. It's a big time for movies. And this is kind of a brooding, brawny-ish, you know, looking Robert Pattinson for this role. And, you know, if you think of Batman, well, take a listen to this. Sing it with me. Batman! Yeah, my singing killed it. That's when the mic dropped. That's the big mic drop. So it's so interesting. I think it's a tricky role for an actor to play, right? Because it like Ben Affleck just didn't want to play it, but he played it, and didn't want to go back and play it. And you think of all those names that I mentioned, I mean, that did it at a Batman is the Adam West. You would think of Adam West in that one. But I don't know, Pattinson may pull this off. They believe the opening weekend is going to be well over $100 million they're going to rake in at the box office. And anticipating that, if you look at whatever your local theater is, I guarantee they have multiple showings of it. And what's happening this time in Gotham City, I mean, what will be different? You've got the cat burglar, which, of course, is Selina Kyle. Zoe Kravitz is playing, the cat burglar is playing Catwoman. Jim Gordon, the police lieutenant, is being played by Jeffrey Wright. The Penguin is Colin Farrell. So that's interesting. And the serial killer Riddler is Paul Dano. These are the actors playing him. You may know them, may not. But, you know, you still go back to the beginning of how did he become this person, the psychological makeup of it, all of that, going back to the beginning of it. There's always the thing about the parents, etc. And, I mean, that's the quest to avenge his parents' death is at the heart of this movie. And I'm going to say I give it a chance. I mean, you know, you go back to the blockbuster days, and this is interesting. You know, you've had so many years of the Batman. If you wanted to rent something, go back to 1989. Michael Keaton was the Batman who moved Adam West forward. You know, it was Adam West, and then it was Michael Keaton. And that was a very popular movie. Like, I would wonder if you're an actor who does a role where you had all these other people that did the role and that was different directing and the way the films were made, I'm sure were all different. But would you call up some of the other Batman? Hey, let's have a meeting of the minds. How did you play Batman? I don't know. I think this will be an interesting one. I think he's a good actor, and he'll pull it off. It's going to be a very broody Batman, though. Absolutely. It's not going to be like Val Kilmer. I thought it was a little lighter, and I just hope they do it justice. I am a huge Batman fan, so I hope that that's what we see, right? And if you don't know who he is, go back to Twilight. If you go back to the movie franchise Twilight, he was one of the big stars in that. This superhero is going to be a little bit messy, a little bit emotional, and everything in between, I think. And as I said, this is the time when movies are big, and we want to escape high gas prices. We want to escape the atrocities of some of what we're seeing. We want to breathe. We want to be out there living. I think more people are going to go to theaters because theaters have really taken a hit. So what are some of the movies coming out? You know, you've got Top Gun that's going to be out, a new Top Gun. That goes all the way back to the 80s, May 27th. There's another Mission Impossible, but that's not until the fall. But there's a whole bunch of new releases. You've got, I think you have big interest in Downton Abbey for some people. They're calling it a new era. So people who were glued to PBS, and that's definitely a niche audience, they'll be back to watch that one. Then you have Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore. So that goes back to thinking of the initial couple of movies that they had with Eddie Redmayne in it, etc., and that whole motley crew. It's kind of the third Beast entry. It is the third Beast entry, because that's what that's about. Then you've got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and I like that character, and that's Benedict Cumberbatch. I think that one will probably do well. And then, of course, we're going to go visit Jurassic World again. Have we not had enough of dinosaurs? Can we not get enough of the dinosaurs? I'm not sure. But Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard's back, and Sam Neill, and this is dinosaurs getting loose around the world. And so somebody's got to stop them. Who's going to round up the dinosaurs before they mess up the food chain? What happens? So that's what it's loosely about, going back and stopping the dinosaurs. Wow. Anyway, it's good for entertainment. I think there's animated films that are coming out and some other things. And I think it's good that people are going back to the theaters, right? If that's your thing, if that's what you used to do, like you would just pick a movie and you'd go see a movie and you'd get out of the basement, or you'd crawl out of the bunker or whatever you call I call it the cave. You get out of the cave and roam around and the movies are counting on that. The people who make movies are counting on that some of that will bounce back. and more people will get away from binge watching television shows and series and go and watch the movies on the big screen. But I'll tell you what, if you were going to binge watch something, I will be watching this show this weekend. It would be HBO's Winning Time. You know what that's about? It's about the Lakers. It's about the rise of the Lakers dynasty, and it takes a look at Magic Johnson's rookie year, and it's actually based on a book, Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Los Angeles Lakers, Dynasty of the 1980s. It's a 10-part series, and it premieres on Sunday. And it looks really good. I mean, just the shots of it, because you're going back to, you know, you're going back to a different time in basketball. And like I said, it's the rookie year of Magic Johnson, and I think there's some interesting parts to this that some people won't even know that happened with the Lakers and what Showtime was, and of course. I didn't know a lot about Showtime growing up on the East Coast, and you've got the character of Jerry Buss, who is the Lakers owner, who was determined to buy the Lakers because it was a failing team and a failing league, and he was trying to figure out a way to do that, and all that history that's there when you had some great basketball legends who were going up against each other, like Larry Bird from the Boston Celtics, and he was the arch rival of Magic Johnson, and just that whole dynasty and what it was like. And it's not a documentary. I mean, it's a television show, so it's not going to be exactly what happened. They're going to take the Hollywood liberties, I'm sure, in this, but it looks like it's pretty interesting and entertaining. So, and the cast of characters is really good. There was a guy that I used to have on one of my sports shows a lot. All of you probably, if you like sports, have a favorite voice of your favorite team, and they make a difference when you listen to them on the radio or television. And Chick Hearn, when I lived in California, was my guy because I didn't grow up with Chick Hearn, but I loved listening to him. I thought he was hilarious. And he would come on some radio shows I did, and it was so fun to have him on because he had these unique calls. And I'm sure they're going to have him in there. They've got somebody playing Chick Hearn, so it's going to be an entertaining watch. I'll give you a cheap review on that one, too, on Winning Time. All right, coming up next, just the facts as I know them to be true. I'll meet you there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. Russia military operations are ongoing in Ukraine, with those forces specifically targeting major Ukrainian cities. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says gaining control of those cities is a vital part of Russia's plan.
What we see, Neil, here is an attempt on multiple lines of access by the Russians to seize major population centers. Obviously, Kyiv, the capital city, being the main one that they're after, but they're going after these population centers so that they can again assume more control.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. A Republican senator is calling out President Biden. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
He should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. We know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that his wife is cancer-free. In a video posted on Twitter, the governor saying the update comes after his wife went through both treatment and surgery for the cancer. The Major League Baseball strike continues with no end in sight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And in this version of Just the Facts, as I know them to be true anyway, we have fog and flights, but not together, I'll explain. So we start first with the flights. Once again, what is going on, people? Can you just get on a plane and fly? An Aeromexico flight from Toronto to Mexico City was diverted to Houston. That happened on Thursday morning because they had to get rid of 3 passengers. They were pretty intoxicated, it seemed. This Aero Flight 617 landed at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. I've been there many times in Houston, but this was at 3:42 in the morning. So the passengers, 2 men and a woman, were told they weren't allowed to consume alcohol by a flight attendant. That's an account from somebody that was there. And they were advised to finish their beverages. But they kept refusing to cover their faces with their masks. They were rude, confrontational, and were apparently intoxicated. So what does the flight attendant do? Lets the captain know. Then they diverted the plane to Houston. The cops were there. They met the flight. All 3 were removed from the plane. 2 passengers were transported to Houston's sobering center. What is that? Get the hint, sobering center. It's a place where people can be transported without being arrested to avoid a criminal record for public intoxication. So the 3rd passenger was left in care of Customs and Border Protection. They had no entry to the U.S., that whole stipulation, so they can't take them. They couldn't take them to the sobering center because they would be entering the U.S. Ay, 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 ay. People... There's something about that. What, you go and get drunk at the airport bar, and then you get on a plane and you decide you're going to harass everyone and pull the mask down, throw it around, and all this other nonsense? I just don't understand. I don't. All right, fog I understand and hate. I've talked about driving on ice, forget about ice, but fog is really bad. So 5 crashes, 2 killed, 3 people. That's sad. Along this stretch of I-95,
in Florida, and it shut down an 18-mile stretch of the interstate in both directions. They were calling it super fog, and this brought the visibility down to less than 10 feet, and that, of course, was part of what contributed to the crash. It happened around 1:30 in the morning, and there were 17 cars total involved in this, and this was outside of, you know, Melbourne, Florida. So miraculously, there were so many others that survived this. But when you look at what a super fog looks like, and I saw the crash site, and when it was Thursday morning, so when it was early in the morning, and man, you could barely see anything. It's a weird phenomenon that happens in central Florida with the weather when they have the smoke in the fog. So that super fog forms when you have this mixture of smoke and moisture released from, I guess, damp, smoldering material like brush, leaves, trees, all that stuff. And it mixes with the cooler air, and then there you go. That's what you get. Who knew? I had no idea. I have an aunt that lives there. I've broadcast a show from there, and I'm going to have to ask her about this super fog, but I would not want to be on the road at all there. The super fog has caused lots of pileups in Florida. There was one on I-4, which is horrible anyway, near Davenport. I've been there. That was in 2008, and then there was a terrible one on I-75 south of Gainesville. That was, many people listening to us in Gainesville, you remember that one. That was 2012. So look out for the super fog, right? And I'm telling you, seeing the picture that was an aerial photo of it, I have great eyesight, pretty much. Yes, I wear contacts, but I have good eyesight, and I could not make out those cars, really, for the most part. So it was pretty bad, let's just put it that way. Looking at what is now happening with the pressure, just the facts as I know them to be true, on the Russian oligarchs, there's some interesting things that are starting to happen. We talked about the yacht at the top of this and the Russian oligarch, but Roman Abramovich, who's probably best known among oligarchs and people because he has the Chelsea Football Club, he's trying to sell his club after British lawmakers moved to pass new legislation targeting wealthy Russians. And he's not the only one who made a move. In the art world, Vladimir Putanin, one of Russia's richest men, just stepped down. He's a trustee at the Guggenheim Museum. And then you had Anna Netrebko, a superstar Russian soprano, and she's got an excellent voice, and she's no longer appearing at the Met, you know, the Metropolitan Opera in New York, because she failed to comply with the company's demand, because they demanded that she distance herself from Putin. So that wasn't happening, so boom, gone. There are a lot of repercussions of what's going on for Russian people, and this pressure and how this has developed is fascinating to watch this, you know, and I think it should happen. I mean, look, athletes from Russia and Belarus aren't going to be allowed to compete in the Paralympics. Then you've got the International Chess Federation. They cut ties with Russia, and a top Russian chess player condemned Russia's aggressions. So I think we're going to see more of this unfold in the next days and weeks as all of this continues to end. To what end, we don't know, but I love the way the response has been. I have to say it. Pressure, absolutely. All right, Uber launched a new Explore tab, and this Explore tab, like you might say, well, who cares? But maybe you take Uber. And this, what this does is users can book restaurant reservations, buy concert tickets, and also look at local experiences. So now that puts Uber in direct competition with Google, Airbnb, and other apps, because that's what happens. If you rent an Airbnb, they'll put all that stuff on there, reservations and tickets and things to see locally, and all of that is loaded onto Airbnb. And, of course, the same with Google, and there's a lot of other apps that do that, too. I wonder if that'll be popular, because the whole idea of hitting one button, of being in one place, I think is pretty attractive to a lot of people. We talked about the Felicity Ace. You know what that Felicity Ace is? It's the 60,000 ton cargo ship that caught fire, carrying $401 million worth of luxury cars. It finally sank to the bottom of the Atlantic while being towed back to shore. Oh, that's a bummer. Imagine that. You're trying to tow this sucker back to shore, and it's gone. I mean, it was huge. I mean, giant. There weren't a lot of details about this, but it went down. I mean, 220 nautical miles off the Azores. So the Portuguese Navy said that it was about 25 miles outside of the limit of what they call the Portuguese Exclusive Economic Zone, and the depth in that area is 3,000 meters. So there's going to be some debris. I can't imagine there wouldn't even be some sort of oil stains or something like that. But this is pretty bad. I mean, the Volkswagen Group confirmed to car buyers some of the details and the extent of the damages and models. The group is saying that it's about $400 million worth of cars were on board. You had 1,100 Porsches, 189 Bentleys, and a whole bunch of other cars from Audi, Volkswagen, Lamborghini, etc. They're out, man. They're just talk about being lost in the fire, just lost completely. So that's a whole lot of cash in cars. I mean, you know, cash in the cars going blump, 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 right? All right. This is kind of interesting, I think. There was always the other race with apps in getting groceries. You know, that became a big deal during the beginning of the pandemic, where first we were supposed to wipe down groceries, then did you want to go into a grocery store, then groceries could be delivered. And it was all about ordering the groceries. But what app did you use? There's now an online grocery startup, and they're specializing in locally sourced ethnic foods, they say. It's called Wee. And they raised, like I said, that Wee. It's W-E-E-E. They raised $425 million. At a 4.1 valuation. That's what the company's been valued at. And their whole thing is assortment and product. They like add 500 products a week. So it wouldn't be the staples. It'd be more than the staples. Just think that way. And probably smart, right? Because get rich in the niche. So I would assume, a very good, very, very good rich niche in that. Yeah. I'm just saying. All right, if we go back in history, because if we look at this week and just the other day, if we went back in the time capsule, this is the craziest story. In 1978, just the facts as I know them to be true, two men stole the body of actor Charlie Chaplin, hoping to get a hefty ransom from his widow. Ultimately, they were caught, and Chaplin's body was reburied. If you're going to steal a body, I mean, come on. It's so easy. Who did that? Oh, and now they're ransoming his body? I mean, what a crazy thing. But, you know, money's money, right? And what can I do to get money? What can I do? Jelly Belly Factory. It's interesting. Each bean, I saw this on a thing I read called The Hustle. Each bean takes a week. Did you know that? A week. Each bean takes at least a week of flavorful manipulations to make it taste the way that it tastes. That seems like a lot, right? But Jelly Belly comes in all those different colors and it's incredibly popular. So I was looking at what it looks like in the factory, and they really do worry about the flavor. So every single one of those tiny Jelly Bellies, think about this if you eat them, is sugar, water, cornstarch, corn syrup. They add juices, purees, and other ingredients because they want the treats to have that flavor. So like watermelon candies, for example, what does that taste like, right? The bright pink juice, coconut ones have fresh flakes, jalapenos have the burn of true chili, so you taste that in that. And the company's huge. I mean, they have a 250,000 square foot factory. It's just about an hour, I guess, north of San Francisco, and they have 200 confectioners. Wouldn't that be an interesting job? I'm one of the confectioners. 200 confectioners that slather on at least 6 more layers of flavor and shine. Uh-huh. Wow. I'm going to think about that the next time I have a Jelly Belly. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brett Finneran joins us. He is in Australia, and he's really written quite a clever children's book. The book is The Adventures of Wally the Sausage Dog Crossed with a Poodle and Felix the Frog. And it's filled with what I think is so cool. Americans like this. And it's also in Australia a way to capture the language, Australian lingo. You know, a lot of the lingo that you thought you heard, did you know what it meant? And this book is filled with it, which I think is so brilliant and well done. Brett, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate. I'm extremely honored. That fair dinkum. That is a bit of Aussie lingo. Fair dinkum. It means
like
for
it.
Real.
Yep, yep. So in 1988, you were diagnosed with a brain cancer. Wow. And now here you are with this book published. What a long leap that is. That had to be tough, right?
Exactly right. Just recently I've been struggling a bit, and but you have put me back over things. I'm back over that lump now, so just sometimes I get down thinking, why did it have to happen? And then I think, why not? But I like to call myself either, I don't like the sound of brain cancer much, so I either call myself a reformed brain tumorist, or a brain cancer veteran, or survivor surviving.
I love that. What a brilliant way to look at it. You're absolutely right. And so your sister Julie saw, of course, you had some talent. You've written 100 poems, and she suggested, you know, why don't you write a children's book? And you decided to go for it and do it. And in the title, you included your brother's dog, Wally. And tell us why you did that, and what was it about what Julie said that made you write the book?
To be honest, I've got no idea. Just one day I started to write. I don't know what started me to write, but I've got no idea otherwise. I was trying to think about that last night. And as I said, to be honest, I've got no idea.
And then you pull this together, and like I said, I mean, how do you come up with these characters? Wally, who's the sausage dog, crossed with a poodle, and Felix the frog.
Well, that Wally was, it's a bit of truth in it. Wally's actually my brother's dog, and he was a sausage dog crossed with a poodle. And he was absolutely adorable. He just disappeared one day, and we never saw him again. So we think he might have been stolen.
Oh, how sad, but this is a good way to remember him. And then you
exactly.
talk about Felix the Frog, and let's talk about Felix the Frog. Of course, you can get this book, Brett's book, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, but we're going to give you a sneak peek. So tell us about what you wrote, the very first one, about the frog in the log.
I've got just sort of a different character that could be mixed up with a dog rather than a dog and a cat. I saw a frog sitting on the windowsill one day and thought, yes, that's him. We'll make him a mate with a frog. And just needed a name to rhyme with a frog, so we come up with Felix the Frog. Rather than Fredo the Frog, who's well known and everywhere, so Felix, I thought, yes.
And so clever. Can you tell us about Felix the Frog? Can you read a little bit of Felix the Frog?
Did I read a little bit?
Sure.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, what did you ask?
Sure, can you read a little bit of Felix the Frog?
I think Felix is pretty much mixed up with the story, nothing specific about him, that's the thing.
I guess I'm thinking of the frog in the log, how you talk about, hey, the frog in the log.
The frog in the log, sorry. I'm pretty sure this one.
Yeah, it's the first one. The first one is the frog in the log.
Yeah, but there's no pictures. There he is. Right down in the corner there. Can you see him?
Yes.
So that's about the only time that Felix is actually in his log, and that's when he scares the hell out of Wally. Right at the end, they decided time to go take off again, and then Wally comes to find Felix. He sort of knocks on his door to see if he's in there, and then, there you go. Felix is having a sticky beak in his log again. But Felix isn't there, so he ends up going finding him. But other than that, that's pretty much all there is about Felix individually.
Yep, Felix the Frog. And then you talk about Lisa Lou the Cockatoo. And Lisa Lou has a really big meaning for you. Why Lisa Lou?
Have you ever heard of Canteen before? It's the Australian Teenage Cancer Patient Society.
Yep.
Well, I always known her as Lace, and she was working in the office of Canteen, and we just clicked it pretty much straight away. And she became, well, I still consider her my best friend. And so I thought, how can we get her into the story? And I see her as an angel and often talk to her. And, yep, Lisa Lou the Cockatoo, and the boys will see her with great big white wings and the angel. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it's brilliant. I think you're very clever, and the book is clever. There's no question that whatever it was that ultimately made you write it, it was a smart thing to do. So will we have more adventures from, you know, Wally and Felix the Frog in the future?
I hope so. I can't guarantee, but I hope they do.
And for this book, what do you hope children take away from reading it or having it read to them?
Well, in particularly having a lot of fun and learning a bit about Australian culture and different places, and also learning some rhyming words. Actually, the boys are mixed up with a couple of reading programs at high schools as well as primary schools, and I was working as a teacher's aide at a local public school for a few years, and everybody loved it in the class. They always laugh out of it, and the teacher was sort of getting them to rhyme the words together. So I was very proud of that as well. If that makes any sense to you.
It does make sense. Keep on rhyming. I love your creativity. And as you said to me, because of a diagnosis, it doesn't mean you can't move forward and achieve things. And you absolutely have achieved really a great feat in getting this out into the world. And let's get it out there much, much bigger even. So you can get this book on Amazon, like I said, or Barnes & Noble. Brett Finneran, thanks so much.
I can't thank you enough. And considering the mix of people that you have interviewed, you don't really feel like royalty.
Well, thank you for that, but so unnecessary. It was again, wonderful to speak with you. I think you're like royalty with the way that you weave your words and keep doing the rhyming thing and really helping kids by getting this out into the world, like I said, so thank you.
Just to hear you say that, I can say, look at me, look at me.
What do Batman and Pain at the Pump have to do with anything? Well, that's the last two things that I'm talking about to close out this fantastic hour of the show, thanks to all of you. All right, Americans, you have been warned, $5 a gallon gas prices, because we're seeing oil surges up over $106 a barrel. So think about that. Well, I've talked about this. The average right now is $3.61. That's up $1 from a year ago, according to AAA. But we already know, I told you about my friend in Los Angeles, $5.50 is what she is paying for gas. So the rest of us could have to really get ready for the same thing, that we may see that continue to rise. Not a shock, is because of what's happening in, with Russia and this invasion of the Ukraine. All right, Batman is here again, a $100+ million opening. This is a highly anticipated movie, and it's heading this way this weekend. It's the launch of Warner Brothers' The Batman, and March is a lot of times a big turning point at the box office, especially because it's before summer. We're getting out of that whole pandemic thing. This is the latest reboot of the DC property, which is so, so popular. And anyway, it's tracking to become just the sixth March release to ever post more than $100 million for its domestic opening weekend. And I think it looks good. But you know what? I love Batman. Since I was a kid, I guess it's a thing with my brother. We watched Batman, so it becomes one of those deals that I just want to see. I loved Christopher Nolan's trilogy. To me, that was great. The Dark Knight Rises, it's like in its 10th year. It'd be its 10th year anniversary, I guess. And to me, that was my favorite. You might not even go to any of these movies, or maybe you do. Maybe you have kids, maybe you have grandkids. Maybe you just like the franchise. I just like the franchise. I definitely am going to see it. I don't know if it's going to be this weekend. And I will give you a cheap movie review for what it's worth. Make it count, everybody. And thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pauti Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.